Welcome to the Walter Realtors audio experience. I'm Gary Walter, and I'm excited to have Brad St. Louis with me today. Brad is a Midwesterner from Missouri who, after playing tight end and long snapper in college at Missouri State, was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals and had a 10-year NFL career before starting his own business here in the East Valley of Phoenix. Hey, thanks for coming in today, Brad.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
So what have you been doing since you retired from the NFL? A little business. Tell me a little bit. You're in self-improvement.
That's right. I'm a transformational health and business coach, and then been out here since 2010 when I finished my last season in Cincinnati, and enjoying the weather, raising four kids, and just enjoying trying to improve myself.
So what gave you the idea to go into business for yourself and do this?
Really, it was like about 3.5 years ago. My wife came to me wanting to lose weight, and I have a degree in nutrition, certified strength conditioning specialist, a professional gym in my house, and she was wanting to do something else. And she's like, Brad, I just need help. And so I'm like, yes, whatever you need to do. And, she lost 55 pounds in 5 months.
Wow.
On a program. And then she started helping other people. And I'm like, wow, she's had more transformations than I was having with my clients. And so I joined her and been coaching about 3.5 years now.
Observing what you post on social media, I can tell that mindset is a huge part of your belief system.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the weight can come off anybody with pretty much any diet, but in order to have long-term success, you got to change your mindset. You got to change your habits. Or you won't even get started. And then if you do get started, it'll come back on.
So everybody wants to experience, it's obvious, everybody wants happiness, we want success in our lives. And how do you help them do that?
I mean, I consider myself a transformational coach, so I really kind of see people like their four natures. So I want to get people healthy in their body, mind, heart, and spirit. And so I think they're all connected. And so what I found is when people get healthy in their body, like their mindset follows, and then something awakens in them, like what else is possible? And then we don't want to be kind of one-sided, so we want to have our relationships. And health is not just kind of what you eat, but it's what you think and what you listen to and the people you hang around, your relationships. I think taking care of all four parts of our nature from a business, and then just as a person of faith, I think having a good relationship with God has just kind of been my foundation too of having long-term happiness. Because let's face it, people are going to face some tough times. And where's your foundation, and you know, what are you putting your hope in?
Yeah, where do you go when you can't do it yourself?
Yeah, that's right.
You played 10 years in the NFL as a long snapper for the Bengals. So what's something that you learned on the field being a professional athlete that you could help anybody to make their life or help them make their life better?
Man, so many lessons learned through sports and the NFL. I think one of the first one comes to mind is our identity is not in what we do. As a professional athlete, easy to, you know, when you're going well, like you can develop some pride or a little arrogancy. But also kind of like if things go south, like all of a sudden you get fired or, you know, you're not playing football any longer, you can see you don't have any value or worth. So I know as men, a lot of times our identity is what we do, how much money we make. So make sure it's not there. Other things come to mind is really just taking accountability. There were times where I made mistakes. And I really just found like victory in owning them. You know, hey, I screwed up here. And man, what I thought was going to be like go bad for me, like the coaches actually and your players really respected it. So learning kind of that accountability. I also learned probably to over communicate with my wife. So football stands for not for long, you know, NFL. Yeah. And so a lot of times I was so focused on NFL that maybe she didn't seem heard or valued because I just placed so much emphasis on football. So, like I said, what is it good to do? Be great in one area of your life and not be a great husband, father, man. So those are kind of a few things that come to mind.
So balance is a key, and it's always a challenge. Also being self-employed, that was one reason I wanted you as a guest to see how many similarities we have, because mindset is so important that way in being a good dad, being a good husband, all these balls in the air, your spirituality, your health, they all equal happiness. So in your line of work as a health coach, what's the biggest obstacle to people from getting healthy and happy?
We are, you know, our own selves. I think you kind of mentioned earlier about mindset. You know, I think people come, they've tried everything and they failed. And so maybe they don't think it's possible for them. Or maybe a mindset of, you know, I'm not willing to give stuff up. So they see it as having to give stuff up as opposed to what they can get. And so really just getting people out of their own way and just kind of believing for them is kind of the first step. And then I think as busy professionals, you got to have just, you got to make it easy. If it's not, if you can't follow it, like people aren't going to do it. So you got to have some structure, get people a structure that's easy to follow where they can't mess it up. And then as they're slowly, their body changes and their cravings go down and their mindsets. And then then you can add a little more to their plate of what they're having to like prepare.
It's more of developing a new habit that will replace the bad. So people always focused on, I got to quit smoking. I got to quit eating donuts. I got to, you know, it's more of what are you going to do instead of those things?
Yeah, that's right. So you're talking about like the lack mentality. And so then it's supposed to, what am I getting? So as opposed to, oh, I can't eat that, or I'm choosing not to because I want to feel this way. I want to feel great. So you're focusing on what you get. So how do you want to feel? How do you want to look? What kind of confidence do you want to have?
Have you had any clients? This is, I'm asking this for myself. Do you have any clients like me who like to emotionally eat?
You're looking at them. So
you too.
There's a reason I'm a health coach. Like I'm probably the most imperfect health coach there is. Just growing up, a lot of it's in our just family dynamics. You know, we eat to celebrate, we eat to socialize, we eat stress eat, we eat because we're bored. You know, and so emotions are a huge, huge trigger for me.
And you were also a state championship wrestler. This guy actually wrestled and was a state champion doing that, which is all about the eating thing and dropping weight. Did that affect you mentally at all?
I mean, I never really cut weight, so I was fortunate. Only my freshman year was kind of cut weight, but my junior and senior year, I actually wrestled heavyweight.
Okay.
So I was kind of the guy in the corner, like sucking air under the door to try to keep cold.
And all the wrestlers on the team hated you probably.
I have had a ton of wrestler clients or former football players. Because of some of those mindsets. And then as an athlete, like I used to just be able to out exercise, you know, my diet. And then as I'm getting older, retired, I'm moving less, like it doesn't happen anymore. I got to, you know, dial the nutrition in.
Yeah, I call that you cannot outrun the fork anymore. That's what I call that. So if people got really serious and they're listening to this going, you know what, I'm ready for a change. I'm tired of feeling this way. How can they expect their life to change for the better if they call you?
Yeah, like
and work with you.
The one is, I mean, I'm pretty laid back. I'm no pressure. So what I'm going to do is I just have a conversation and see what they want, why they want it. Try to wake them to their potential and then explore if it's a good fit. But like you said, if they got to make a decision. Decide means to cut off. So they're cutting off all other decisions. So they're going to have to daily like kind of recommit. But once somebody commits, I mean, I think for the most part, they're going to just be blown away by what happens to them. You know, we've had clients lose 100 pounds in 5 months. And so what happens is their body transforms and then the mind like transforms and they're like, what is possible in life? Their energy comes up and then they just go try a bunch of other stuff, which is really cool. That's been holding back. Maybe some limiting mindsets they've had or like, what else is possible for me? And so really I've seen people like their whole lives transformed and it's the health just kind of kickstarted it, the healthy body part.
What's something that I haven't asked you that you want people to know? What did I miss?
I mean, something I'm also doing this year is I'm trying to speak a little more and just share my faith. So I came to faith while playing football. I'm really doing it as more of a ministry. Mm-hmm. And so if any men's groups, breakfasts, you know, pastors maybe listen to this, love to just come share my faith as well and how like I came to faith while playing in the NFL. And really, it's through some difficult circumstances, my dad dying and my wife going, uh-oh, like, so there's some hard times. And so I'd love to share that story with anybody who's interested in that.
You're also a part of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah, so part-time, I'm a strength coach at a high school. And so I get to run the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, be the sponsor there at the school. Like I said, it's great to kind of speak into kids because, you know, I didn't grow up in the faith. And so just being able to give that message to the kids about hey, we're sports are important, but what's ultimately important in life?
Okay, last thing. What's the most proudest moment you had on the football field? And what's the most proudest moment you've had doing what you do now with helping others with their mentality, mindset, I should say, and their weight thing? And faith, for that matter.
Yeah, proudest moment when it comes to sports, honestly, I think of my high school state championship, my senior year. Next, I snapped in a hurricane one time. That was pretty cool. I also snapped in the second coldest game in Bengals history. So as a specialist, you kind of think of some elements that make it hard. So those are pretty cool. We won the AFC champ, the North championship for the first time. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. So sports wise, those kind of come up. Yeah. So I think of the four people that lost 100 pounds and then just how their life changed. And then a couple of them, two of my clients this last year got baptized. And so I talk about the body and like in this faith, like I didn't share my faith with them. I think I just lived it out loud and then just something shifted in them, which was pretty cool. And so seeing people go from losing 100 pounds, like that's a big deal. And then seeing their kind of how their life changed because of that.
Okay, so I got an idea for you. When you write your book, you haven't written a book yet, right?
Nope.
Okay, when you write your book, here's the title I suggest. Snap to It. How do you like that?
I like it.
We've had Brad on today. Brad St. Louis, former NFL star, now health coach, and he can be reached where? How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can hold me at bradstlouis.com or Brad St. Louis on Instagram or Facebook. And then if you want to, you can just send me a message through the website or in Messenger there. And then if you're looking to get healthy, there's a link to just a quick digital health questionnaire. And then we just, like I said, we hop on the phone for a few minutes and just chat and see if it's a good fit for you.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Brad.